with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. A nurses' strike hit several major New York City hospitals. Correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Thousands of nurses across three hospital systems in New York City went on strike Monday after contract negotiations broke down. Mayor Mamdani was at their picket line at New York Presbyterian.
These nurses are here for New Yorkers.
The strike involves about 15,000 nurses, including Tristan Castillo, who works at Mount Sinai.
The strike is about getting a fair contract.
They say the major issues include staffing levels, workplace safety, and health care. Julie Walker, New York.
Democratic Senator Mark Kelly is suing the Pentagon over attempts to punish him. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The lawsuit comes a week after Defense Secretary Hegseth censured Kelly over his participation in a video that called on troops to resist unlawful orders. Kelly claims the Trump administration is trampling on his constitutional rights to free speech. The Pentagon's action could result in a demotion from Kelly's retired rank of captain and subsequent reduction in retirement pay. The suit asks the court to rule that the censure letter and any other punishments against the senator are unlawful and unconstitutional. Greg Clugston, Washington.
White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt says diplomacy is always the first option for President Trump, but he's keeping his options open regarding Iran.
I think one thing President Trump is very good at is always keeping all of his options on the table, and airstrikes would be one of the many, many options that are on the table for the commander-in-chief.
On Wall Street, the Dow up by 86 points, the Nasdaq rose 62, the S&P 500 advanced 11, oil up to $59.60 a barrel. This is SRN News. The Ten Commandments might come before the Supreme Court again soon.
At least a dozen states have considered proposals that would require the posting of a Decalogue in public school classrooms, with Texas, Louisiana, and Arkansas mandating their display in 2024 and 2025. Legal challenges have led to all three laws being at least partially blocked while the cases play out. Last month, families in Texas filed a class action lawsuit seeking to take down displays across the state. Michael Harrington reporting.
Europe and North America aren't the only regions that are seeing a decline in religious faith. A new analysis of data by Matthew Blanton at the University of Texas finds the number of Latin Americans reporting no religious affiliation surged from 7% in 2004 to over 18% in 2023. The share of people who say they are religiously unaffiliated grew in 15 of the 17 countries. This is SRN News. A former Trump advisor is joining the management team at Meta. We hear more on the story from correspondent Marcela Sanchez reporting.
Facebook owner Meta has named Dina Powell McCormick as president and vice chairman of the tech giant. Monday's announcement prompted praise from President Trump, who called it a great choice by CEO Mark Zuckerberg. Powell McCormick previously served on Meta's board of directors. In her new management role, Meta says she'll help guide its overall strategy, including multi-billion dollar investments. She brings experience in global finance and government roles at Goldman Sachs and service in the Bush administration. Her appointment comes as Meta seeks to strengthen ties with Trump, who was once banned from Facebook. I'm Marcela Sanchez.
More details available at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.